See, now that's a West Coast offense. And I think Ryan's a good timing, always been a good timing quarterback.
Well, I mean, you're going to be getting rid of the ball fairly quickly, a little bit more. You're going to be, you know, playing a little bit more of a short passing routes, quicker stuff.
Kyle Shanahan's offense is zone-based running. And zone-based running is when guys take a zone step. And the best thing about zone-based running, it doesn't matter what front they're playing. You can play 34, 43, the old Bears, 46. You're still going to be able to block it. We'll run some power, too, but it's a lot of misdirection.
I know one thing. He's going to be handing the ball off a lot more.
Now, Kyle's still going to take some shots downfield, but I don't think it's going to be a pure vertical game the way it has been in the past.
Now, I think the other thing is what we didn't mention is tight end. They need to do something. And I think they're going to have enough cap space where I think they'll get involved with a free agent tight end.
You got to, you know, get the ball to Roddy White a little bit more so that you set up Julio for the big home run kinds of plays.
You'll see a lot more boot from Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan's a good athlete. He's going to be able to get to the edge of the pocket. That opens up throwing lanes, throwing windows down the field. I think it'll be great for Julio Jones.
They'll find some way to make this marriage work. And when you have Matt Ryan, his pocket awareness, his accuracy, a developing offensive line, a stud young left tackle, and maybe the best 1-2 wide receiver punch in the league, this offense will be just fine.
This is an important year, and I look forward to seeing what they do.